Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, Jesus wept for us. Most people, when asked the question, what is the shortest verse in the King James Bible, correctly answer, Jesus wept. That verse from John 11, verse 35, is referring to Jesus weeping at the death of his friend Lazarus. That is not the only time that Jesus wept. I believe he also wept over us. Please read more. Since the short verse, Jesus wept, is so powerful, I'm going to keep today's message short and hopefully equally as powerful. We are about one quarter of the way through Lent. In a few more weeks, we will be reading the Passion narratives. In order for Jesus to undergo his Passion, he first had to return to Jerusalem. As Jesus approached Jerusalem, we are told that Jesus wept over the city. As we draw closer to Holy Week, perhaps this is a good time for us to reflect on what things in our life caused Jesus to weep. Luke 19, verses 41 to 44, tells us that Jesus wept over Jerusalem because the chosen people could not recognize who he was. He also wept knowing the destruction of the holy city was imminent. Could it be possible that Jesus is still weeping over us? His own chosen people failed to recognize him as the Son of God. Perchance, it was their inability to see him for who he was that contributed to the destruction of their city. If we fail to recognize Jesus for who he is, it can lead to our destruction. All too often, our lips proclaim that we are Christians, but our actions tell a different story. Our actions, and even our inactions, sometimes signal to others that we are not the disciples of Christ that we are called to be. Lent is a good time to ask ourselves these two important questions. Number one, what actions in my life are causing Jesus to weep over me? And number two, what am I failing to do in my life that is causing Jesus to weep over me? Now we must all ask ourselves one final, really important question. For the sake of Jesus Christ, am I willing to address the questions above and take the appropriate corrective actions to become a better disciple? Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, it should cause me to weep knowing that my actions and my failed actions sometimes cause your Son to weep over me. Father, as I progress on my Lenten journey, give me the ability to see the corrective changes that I need to make in my life, and give me the grace and courage to make these changes. I ask this in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember, to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.